Welcome to Designing Your Life Today with Pat Council, the Power Lady. This is Power Episode number 35.
Join Pat Council on Designing Your Life Today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady. And we are on our way to 2016. How exciting is that? This is Tone It Up Tuesday. However, since it is the end of the 2015 year, our shows are a little bit different. And you can still use the information to connect it to your physical fitness and your desire to become physically fit or your commitment to become physically fit. However, our shows are just a little bit differently. And the purpose of the shows for this week will be to inspire you to put your goals in place and not wait until the first of the year or until after January 1st, but to put some goals down on paper. With that being said, our topic for today is your time starts today. It is so important that we understand the concept of power is in the present moment. And because whatever you do right now, whatever you're doing right this minute, and of course, one of the things you're probably doing is listening to this show, whatever you're doing at this moment, it is preparing you for the future that you've always wanted, or it's taking you away from the future that you've always wanted. Now, of course, listening to our show, we bring you inspirational information, we bring you strategies and techniques for helping you to achieve the goals of having better health, more wealth, and for cultivating fruitful relationships. And once you can put those three into play and get them to play out, you're going to manifest all the things that you've ever wanted in your life. Well, almost everything. But let's talk a little bit about what your time starts today is all about. The truth of the matter is that people find comfort in talking about what they're going to do in 2016 because it's very easy to talk about the future. It's always easy to say, hey, when the new year comes, I'm going to lose 20 pounds or I'm going to increase my income or I'm going to make more friends and be more outgoing. So it's very easy to talk about what we're going to do in the future. Now, the truth about success is that it actually starts the moment that you think about it. And most of us are not waiting until January 1st to think about our goals or to think about what we want to achieve or our New Year's resolutions. You're thinking about it now. And so the moment that you think about it, that is when it is, you are on your way. You've actually started to put your goals into action. And the only thing that takes you off the mark is the fact that you don't continue to follow through with those thoughts as they come in to your mind. So when you start to think about your goals, that's the time to start making some firm decisions and the time for you to actually start planning. Now, a lot of people are still in celebration mode. So if you are still in celebration mode, don't worry, this is not a long show today. So we're not going to interrupt your celebrating mode that much. But if you are still in celebration mode, you don't have to stop celebrating, but you do want to dedicate a few minutes to jotting down notes that you can make a part of your main plan when you actually take the time to write your plan out for 2016. Because these ideas are going to pop into your head. And here's the beauty of it. While you're in celebration mode, because your guard is down, you're relaxed, you're having fun, you're not thinking really about working, you're not thinking about anything that's really going to put any real pressure on you at that point in time. However, when your brain goes into relaxation mode, that's when you can start to receive a lot of great information. A lot of great ideas are going to pop into your head. So you do want to dedicate that time or dedicate just a few minutes to jotting down those notes, because when it's time for you to do your main plan, have you ever noticed that when you sit down to focus on something that all of a sudden, because you're focused on it, you can't get the ideas to come to the forefront of your mind, and you find yourself struggling to bring these ideas into the forefront or to get some kind of vision of what you want for your life. And usually that's happening because you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to create goals or to make that goal happen, or to, in a sense, you're putting yourself in a box at that point in time. But when you're in celebration mode, you're relaxed, your guard is down, and so the ideas start to flow. So in order to make it very easy for yourself, when it's time for you to write the main plan, take the time, as I said a few times already, and jot down those little glimpses of brilliance that are going to pop into your head while you're having time or having a good time. Now, of course, when it's time for you to do your main plan, you really want to take that time very seriously. And you want to schedule a later time where you can focus on creating a more complete outline for your personal success. So if you really want to move with consistency in 2016, there are certain things that you want to put into place. And of course, one of those things is having a plan that will allow you to focus on some semblance of consistency. But what I want to do is I want to give you a few tips on what you can do so that you can maintain that consistency or move forward with consistency and really go towards achieving your goals and staying on track with your New Year's resolutions. So if you want to do that, then consider doing the following things. So the first strategy or idea that I have for you is you want to recognize that every outcome is based on a definite cause that took place first. So when you recognize that every outcome is based on a definite cause that took place first, then you understand the concept of cause and effect. So in other words, if you want to acquire more wealth, then you want to write down some very specific causes or very specific actions that you want to take in order to make that happen. And if you say, well, I really don't know how to increase my wealth, I really don't know how to get the wealth that I want, I just know that I want it. Well, start there by writing down what you want. And eventually you're going to start to get ideas as to actions that you can take. And of course, one of the things that we're going to do to help you in 2016 is make it so that you can become a part of our Power Achievement Team, which you can go to our website at designeryourlifetoday.com, sign up to get more information. And we're going to be releasing that information probably in the next day or so. And you guys can decide if you want to sign up for the upcoming webinar that we have that's going to kind of kick off your success. And you're going to learn a lot in this webinar. And yes, it's going to be absolutely free. And so you'll be able to sign up for that webinar and participate in it. And we're going to make it convenient because we're going to give you several dates and times that you can participate. The key is for you to tune into our webinar and learn whatever it is you can learn and whatever it is you need to learn so that you can get to where it is you truly want to be. And of course, you're going to find out not just more about our Power Achievement Team. You're not only going to find out about that, but you're also going to get some of the techniques that we're going to be using in the Power Achievement Team. And we're also going to give you information that will help you get started right away, staying focused on your goals so you can get that outcome that you're looking for. So you want to recognize that every outcome is based on a definite cause that took place first. So what is the cause that you're going to put into play? See, we can decide to do what it takes to get the outcome that we want by creating the cause. For example, if someone has a failed relationship, then they get upset with the person who's not giving them what they want. But the reality of it is that if they were to pay attention to the causes of the situation, then what would happen is when they get into the next relationship, they'll do things very differently and they will get a different outcome. So Keep in mind that every outcome is based on a definite cause that took place first. So that's number one. Number two is when your mind is open, take action immediately. And what that means is write down those inspirational thoughts as they pop into your mind. Even if you are, if you're working out at a gym or if you are driving. Now, of course, if you're driving, you don't want to take your eyes off the road. But first opportunity you get, you want to be able to pull over. And if you have a Bluetooth where you can talk into a headset and keep your hands free, you just want to say something really quickly so you can remember what that idea is. Because, you know, most phones now have voice recorders on them. And you want to be sure that you get that idea down. And if you have to repeat it over and over, of course, because you want to do what it takes to stay safe. But if you have to repeat it over and over until you get to a point where you can pull over and stop and jot it down or speak into a recorder, you want to do that. But when your mind is open, you want to take action immediately, because usually when your mind is open, what's going to happen is all of these great ideas are going to come to the forefront of your mind. In other words, you're not just going to get this one inspirational idea. You will probably get one big inspirational idea and then several how-tos that will go with that, or several other visions that will allow you to play out that one big idea or to manifest that one big idea. So you want to take action when your mind is open by writing down or recording the inspirational thought. So that's number two. Number three is you want to affirm your desire to achieve by speaking your positive destiny and confirm it by creating a plan that flows with that affirmation. And that's very powerful. So I'm going to say that one again because that's a mouthful. Number three is affirm your desire to achieve by speaking your positive destiny and confirm it by creating a plan that flows. So in other words, whatever your affirmation is that relates to your destiny, you want to create an affirmation. And since most people usually want to have more wealth or better health, in other words, lose weight, I'll give you an example of an affirmation where you can affirm your desire to achieve by speaking your positive destiny. You speak your positive destiny by using the I am factor. In other words, you say, I am becoming wealthier every single day. I am operating in a manner such that wealth comes to me instantly. Wealth is on its way to me now. And so those are affirmations that will allow you to speak a very positive destiny. And you want to speak it with confidence. And then you confirm that by creating a plan that flows with it. For example, if you're talking about getting wealth, then the plan that you want to create has to be a plan that will allow you to do something that will bring wealth. In other words, if you work on someone's job, and someone is in control of your salary, and it's a salary that's kind of on the low end, and you know you're worth more than that. In your heart of hearts, you know that you deserve to have more money, and you deserve to have the things that you want, but you know that it's not going to come from this job. Now, I'm not telling you to quit the job, but what I'm saying to you is, first of all, affirm your desire to achieve by speaking your positive destiny, and then confirm it by creating a plan that flows. And so what you want to do, you may have to do a little bit of homework, you may have to ask some questions, and you may have to do some reading. I'm a reader, and I have to say this, I'm proud to say, I set a goal to read 24 books this year. And I actually read, so far I'm not done counting, but it's been over 30 books so far. So my point is that I want my income to keep going up. I want to keep improving on what it is I'm doing. I want to keep delivering the best. And so I continue to broaden my horizons by reading books that will allow me to stimulate my mind so that I can create bigger plans that will bring more flow into my life. And so that's what I'm talking about. If you have to take some time to study a little bit and learn something, even if you have to take a college course, you know, by all means do it. Now, everything is not, doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to college, because there's so many wealthy people out there who's never even gone to college to take a course, and they end up actually going there to give speeches to teach the people that are actually going to college. So it's not necessarily about going to college. This is about you discovering what path you need to take in order to create a plan that will confirm that positive affirmation or that positive destiny that you've been speaking about your life. So you want to, in other words, do some research in different areas. What is it you really love? What is it you've always wanted to do? And you may have heard that question many times, and you may have heard people say, you know, go for your passion. And that's great. You can do what you're passionate about. You can do what you love. And chances are there's money in it for you that will satisfy all the desires that you have. But here's the rest of that. You can do what you love all day long, but if you're affirming that you're going to be wealthy and your plan is not in connection with doing what it takes to bring you wealth, you'll just be excited about what you're doing, but you're going to stay right where you are. And he says, so how do I know how to create the right type of plan? Well, first of all, I want to say this again. You have the opportunity to sign up to get information about our upcoming Power Achievement Team, the 2016 Power Achievement Team. It's going to be awesome, you guys. You're going to have a great time connecting with other people. And no one ever really reaches a high level of success by themselves. The richest man right now is Bill Gates. And Bill Gates did not get there by himself. I can assure you of that. And he's not staying there by himself. Why? Because people like you and me, we're buying products that contain Microsoft Office and Microsoft Windows. And we're buying products or we're actually buying the actual Microsoft Office product. And as a result, he's making money because all of us are participating in his dream. So the thing about that is you really want to get connected with people that will participate with you in your dream. And that means connecting with our Power Achievement Team. Go ahead and sign up to get more information about that, because you also want to receive information about our webinar, because you're going to learn a lot in that webinar. It's going to be great. So number three, affirm your desire to achieve by speaking your positive destiny and confirm it by creating a plan that flows. Now, one other thing I want to say about that before I move on to the final point that I have for you is that my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, that book talks about developing a proactive plan. And in that book, I give you the components of a proactive plan. And you can fill in the blanks there, and in terms of your own paper, because the book actually, they don't have blanks in the book, but it does give you an outline, whereas you can get a journal or a blank or a binder, and you can start creating your proactive plan and really create a plan that, or get information that will allow you to create a plan that will flow with your affirmation. It's so important that your affirmation and your plan, that those two guys work together. Okay, so the final one, or the final technique or strategy that I have for you, is that you want to connect with others who will inspire you, who will challenge you to deliver your best, and cheer you on to keep you on task. See, it's one thing for someone to cheer you on and say, oh, you're doing such a great job. Oh, that's so great. Well, it's another thing to have or be a part of a group or connect with other people who will inspire you. And of course, inspire means in spirit. And so there's some strong connections that are going on there that will allow you to open your mind, and you'll be in an atmosphere where you're able to open your mind and even feel comfortable sharing and getting ideas or getting feedback on your ideas that will help push you forward. No criticism, just suggestions and ideas and perhaps concepts that will challenge you to deliver your best. That's very different from a criticism. Concepts that challenge you to deliver your best, they're not always ideas or concepts that where someone says, oh, I agree with everything that you're saying. But it comes in the form of questions that will cause you to think, that will cause you to challenge yourself so that you will deliver your best when you're on your journey to getting the goals or getting the results that you want for your life in 2016. And so Finally, you also want to be cheered on so that you can be kept on task. So it's one thing, as I said, for someone to say, oh, you're doing great. Keep it up. And yeah, you might hear some of that. But you also want someone to cheer you on in a manner that will remind you that, first of all, you need to stay on task. Secondly, that you are on task, or it will prompt you to realize that you're off task and you will get back on task. Listen, with 2016 coming up, the object of the game is to stay focused more than ever. It is so important that we open our minds, open our hearts, and really start to operate in being our best selves, our highest and best. Because, listen, we are amazing. You know, I was telling someone the other day, I didn't know, I was talking about something, and before I knew it, I said, well, you know, nobody's perfect. And the truth of the matter is, we are perfect through God. And His scripture tells us that. So my point is, within us, we have a lot of power, we have a lot of capabilities, and we are able to take things up a notch and get the results that we want. And if you're constantly looking to another human being to bring that to you, I don't think it's ever going to happen. And if it happens, it's going to be temporary and it's going to be fleeting. Understand this, that I don't know anything that's created by man that will last forever. Okay, maybe pepperoni, because I don't even know. Pepperoni, does it ever spoil? But anyway, of course it does, I think. But anyway, the point I'm making here is that whatever you give yourself, it's going to last you a lot longer. It's going to be, because you're going to appreciate it more. It's going to be more rewarding, and it's going to build your courage, and it's going to build your confidence. And before you know it, you're going to be doing life with power. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you. And listen, we have another, I think, a couple of more shows for you before I take another break for New Year's Eve. And I may have a New Year's message for you. We'll see how inspired I get through all my celebrating. I did go out, especially the day after Christmas. I went to a ball. I hadn't been to a formal ball in a long time. And I dressed up and I had such a great time, I have to tell you. I danced like, I don't know, like nobody's business. I love dancing. It makes me feel good. But anyway, we have a couple more shows that are coming to you. I want to remind you as we wrap up for today to please take the time to subscribe to our show on iTunes and Stitcher. You can listen to our show on Stitcher on your cell phone. You can download that app, especially if you have an Android phone. And so you never have to miss a show. And of course, if you subscribe, you will never miss a show. And also, if you listen to our show on iTunes, go ahead and subscribe there too. I want to thank those of you who have subscribed and thank those of you who are rating our show. And so you are giving us some ratings, and the more ratings we get, the more of a ranking we get. And we're working to get our ranking on iTunes. As you can see, we've changed our format, the format of our show, a great deal. And now we're more independent. And as a result of that, we've got to do what it takes to get a ranking. And there's nothing better than being independent. And it's a freeing feeling. And it allows us to bring you more information and to post more information, or to post forms that you can download a lot easier. And so we've done this to make things easier for you. And we're just going to take it up a notch in 2016. It's going to be all about being on point and being intentional when it comes to being successful. Listen, you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. You can click on PAT, which stands for Power Achievement Team. And strangely enough, it spells my name. But you can click on PAT, which makes it easier to remember. And you can click on PAT, and you can request to receive information for our 2016, about our 2016 Power Achievement Team. You can also go ahead and pre-order my book, The Power of Intentional Goal Setting, which is going to come in real handy this year. It's going to keep you on point all year long. And we've got a lot of other amazing tools that are coming up for you in 2016 that will keep you focused, keep you on track. Our goal is to help you reach your goal. Our goal is to help you get results. Our goal is to help you to pull out all the stops and really boost your courage and confidence and to do life with power on the highest level. Imagine, you know, 1 million people doing life with power on the highest level, and we're all getting the things that we want, and we're manifesting, you know, just things are just happening in such a great manner. And guess what? We end up being great examples to those who think it's not possible. And then it's going to catch on with them. And before you know it, we're going to be a powered up nation. Hey, you guys, we'll be back tomorrow with more great information. Thank you for listening. And once again, remember to do life with power.